This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
This is exciting. Season 2 of the Surrey Storm podcast, proudly partnered with Mizuno. And where better to start than Mickey Austin and her plans for 2022. Mickey, new season is ahead. Let's have a quick look at the new partnerships first. What's Mizuno going to bring?
Yeah, there's been lots going off in the off-season for us over at Bartercard Surrey Storm now. Mizuno have come on board as our official apparel kit sponsor, which is fantastic. I think for us, it was a really easy decision. Mizuno were definitely interested in Storm a few years ago when we last tendered for kit. So Mizuno have always had a really good working relationship. And they're such a forward-thinking brand. They're a brand that really wants to thrust women's sport into the forefront, and they really are a specialist at doing that. And for us, you know, we feel like we have a lot of added value. There's a lot of stories in our squad to tell, and I know Mizuno really want to get on board with sort of trying to tell those stories as well in terms of athletes and their journeys, and, you know, not just provide us with kit and then leave us to it kind of thing. So, we're really, really thrilled. We have donned our dresses already, and we think they look incredible, and, we're really, really excited to continue to work together for the next couple of years.
Peace was obviously introduced as an ambassador for them as well, and it's just that partnership and how it can extend further.
Yeah, definitely. As I say, like, there's just so much added value with it. You know, Mizuno have been a brand within the netball community for a good few years now that have really championed having some ambassadors within the sport. You know, I used to be one myself, so I know how well they look after their athletes. So, I think it was a bit of a no-brainer for Peace when she was able to and available that, you know, she jumped on board and she represents that brand incredibly proudly.
At least Storm escaped the onesies at Fast Five. Got away with that.
Not quite my vibe, I must say. But I think for us, we'll stick to dresses.
The kit obviously looks amazing, and everybody there must enjoy new stash day.
Yeah, I think as an athlete, it's one of the best things, particularly in netball, which is still such a growing sport. And, you know, we've got more athletes, you know, paid very little than we do athletes that are paid a lot. So, stash is everything. And there's nothing better walking into a new environment, you know, fresh set of eyes with your kit package waiting for you. You know, it really does help to build in all of that excitement. So, we're really happy.
I think we've maybe mentioned it, but is something being looked at between Mizuno and Kit Cabin for fans kit support?
Yeah, definitely. They're in deep conversations, and I think that's already been agreed in terms of having some, you know, official replica merch being available to be purchased via Kit Cabin, which sell on our match days, which is fantastic. And then we also have a merchandise range, which is a little bit separate to our kit, and that was previewed for the first time at our pre-season friendly last weekend, and it looks amazing. I've actually ordered a couple of hoodies myself. So, still working across Kit Cabin as well for them to provide our merchandise so that fans can also get on board with, you know, rocking around in our new Mizuno stash as well as some Kit Cabin stash.
One of those new names on front of the kit as well is Bartercard. Obviously, they've just announced that deal with Rhinos as well. And I'd imagine that considering last season and maybe a lack of funds across the league, just that investment from Bartercard is going to be important in Storm and moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think investment for franchises now is absolutely critical going into the next couple of years. It was incredible for us to have a brand like Bartercard come on board as named partner. And yeah, we're really excited to continue to work with them for the next couple of years. And they've got some amazing sports teams across their roster. You know, they're heavily involved in a lot of National League and Championship side football. Obviously, Leeds Rhinos has now come on board as well with a different kind of partnership. So, a brand that are really looking to sort of spread their reach. And we're really, really grateful to be one of the few Southern teams that can help them do that.
We see your dedication to training online. That's obviously something that's always going to be important to you. You can't really be saying to your squad, oh, well, do this, do that, where it almost comes from the top down, doesn't it? That dedication.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess for me, it's sort of twofold. I train a lot because that's sort of like my escape. People ask me what I do for fun or what I do in my free time, and that's some form of training. So that's really important for me, that I make sure every single week I have that time, because it's the one place that I go to and, It helps keep me active. It helps provide a challenge for me, but also it's got nothing to do with netball. It's just me training, pushing myself. And I think that's really important to have some sort of, you know, outlet as well. But yeah, I guess, you know, I think because of the nature of my job and how many different roles and hats I do, I think it's really important that, you know, a lot of what I do isn't what I say. It's just what I show or try and how I conduct myself, the values that I really hold dear to myself. And say this to any athlete when they want to come to Storm, you know, I'm about two things, and that's hard work and honesty. And I've sort of forged a netball career out of doing nothing other than just gritting my teeth and having a real do or die attitude. And you know, just trying to instill that in other athletes. And that's got nothing to do with anything I say, but hopefully to do with everything that I show and the example that I set. So, you know, I'm definitely not afraid of hard work. I'm definitely not afraid of being the person that has to get in and amongst it. And yeah, but I think we have an incredible group with personalities and attitudes that are really aligned, albeit they all have their individual quirks. And one thing this group are not afraid to do is absolutely, you know, work their guts out. So hopefully that comes across in the brand of netball that we're going to aim to put on show in 2022.
We had that game last weekend. What did you take from that? Were you happy with the fact that it was an early hit out?
Yeah, absolutely. There were so many different things from it that were really relished and incredibly successful. I think it was so important for us to host a home game at Surrey Sports Park in front of fans. And you know, I understand more than most how difficult it's been to get that off the ground, because my word, it was really hard. But you have this like moment where you sit and you know, you watch an almost sold out arena, and, you know, with a brand new floor and a brand new kit underneath brand new branding. And, you know, I just looked up and sort of saw some loved ones in the crowd. And it was like, yeah, like this is why this, you know, this makes everything worth it. And, you know, I guess for the athletes as well, there's so many different stories within the group that sort of got lost within last season. We had some players retire that didn't get their goodbye, which we're really hoping that we can bring them back to Surrey Sports Park and give them that in front of the fans. We had some athletes that had their debut last year and they didn't get that moment in front of their families and friends. And, you know, we've given them that now. And, you know, also we had some athletes last year that returned from injury and donned a Super League court for the first time. And that sort of wasn't really noticed because their loved ones wasn't there with them. So, yeah, some really big moments. Really, really pleased and glad that we could get that off the ground at Surrey Sports Park, and even more proud of the fact that so many of our Storm fans showed out for us so early on. And yeah, I guess in terms of on-court performance, we're really trying to set some performance parameters for us that we can keep raising every single week, so that our journey goes on a constant upward trajectory. So far in pre-season, that's what we've been ticking away at, and it's worked for us. But as I said on the day, you know, I think when we concentrated to task and you know, we've got the mental capacity to make really smart decisions. We have passages of play that there are any teams in this league that are really going to struggle to contend with. And I fully believe that. But then we have moments at the moment of lapses of concentration that it's sort of like, how did that happen? Or, you know, oh God, how did that play out that way? That's what pre-season's about. It's about finding out what works and what doesn't work, what needs a little bit more attention and what we're really happy with.
I'm happy that the retirement games and the proper celebration for Karen and maybe somebody like Katie as well are still on the cards.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's such an important thing that we pay homage to those athletes that have given so much of their netball career and donned the Storm dress. You know, we had Lorraine Kowaleska, we had Katie Hughes, both had played 10 seasons in VNSL, Katie 10 seasons at Storm specifically, and they retired in a COVID year, so they never got their moment, which they've earned and they deserve. So yeah, we'll be really proud and pleased to welcome them back to Surrey Sports Park and do a presentation for them so that they can get that moment that, as I say, that they've absolutely earned, and they're a big part of our club's history and we want to celebrate that.
Sign me up. A couple of stinkers to finish with. The importance of finishing in the top four?
Yeah, I guess, you know, everyone's in this league to compete, and this league this year is incredibly competitive. You know, although we feel like we have had a really, really impressive signing period and off season. I'm not certain there isn't a team that's going to sit here and not say the same thing. Everyone spent a lot of money this year to try and recruit some key players in some core areas. So it wouldn't surprise me if this isn't the most competitive league that we've seen thus far in Super League's history. I think for us, we've got to be realistic about our targets and where we were last year and where we're trying to get to this year. So absolutely top four is the overall aim. But for us, it's about trying to bridge that gap from eighth and above. So immediately, the initial goal is to make sure that we get back into Fast Five contention next year. And then once we've bridged that gap, we can then start talking about bridging the gap between sixth and fourth. So yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm, you know me, I'm the most uber competitive person I think I know. So of course, we want to go out and make sure that we're competitive in every single game. We want to give ourselves a moment to make sure that the game is there to be won. And then it's just about making those right decisions under pressure. But I think we've got the athletes and the personnel this year that can absolutely do that consistently. So I'm really excited for that challenge.
And what about the result against how everybody played and the attitude towards the game?
Yeah, I think for us, it's just really important that we are representing our brand with the values that we've set as a group. You know, therefore, win, lose, draw, you know, good performance, bad performance. What I anticipate is to make sure that every single time you wear our badge, you are competitive for 60 minutes. You are putting maximum effort in for every single minute that you're out there with a bib on, that you're locked in and ready, no matter your role. And I really do want us to live true to that, because I think if we constantly focus on that, then the end goal of results and performances will take care of themselves slowly but surely. And as I say, I really do think we have that. I think that's spearheaded by our support staff and our coaching staff. It's spearheaded by our leadership group. And then it's really hard for people not to follow that and fall in line. So yeah, I'm really excited for 2022 and the fan base to see the brand of netball that we want to put out there. We want to be fast paced. We want to be energetic. We want to be skillful. And I really do think that we've got the players in our group to be able to showcase that.
Tickets always go flying out the place. And settling online now really well, Surrey Storm Netball.co.uk.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a really tricky one this year, because this is the first time any franchise has had to sell tickets in this new COVID era. And that provides all sorts of different challenges that none of us are really used to and are sort of figuring ourselves out. And I guess that's why for us it was so impressive and quite emotional, really, to see so many fans in person just for a pre-season friendly. Yeah. That's a really positive sign for us. But you know, our fan base at Storm, we're so, so lucky. They are literally the heart and soul of everything we do. Their support for us, for me, has been unwavering the last few seasons. And I don't expect to see anything less in 2022. So yeah, tickets are on sale now. As we know, they go incredibly quickly over at Surrey Sports Park. So if you're wanting to get along to a game, make sure you head online and secure your tickets now.
Remember, the latest from the club is always online at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
This is the Surrey Storm Podcast.